Are bear markets a good thing? Some thoughts on that topic from Opus 111's Mike Mayo.
Everybody says bear markets are healthy, and again, until they actually happen. Then they're scary, and investors who are looking for a better entry point begin to panic. The majority of people have been scaring investors by predicting a bear market every single month for these past 7 years. Well, they're likely going to be the very last ones to put their own money to work when this one actually hits. You know, but and this is, I think, an important thing. This down 20% equals a bear market, that's an arbitrary number. The media will pay a lot of attention to the definition, while it really doesn't matter at all to investors, especially long-term folks. 1990s, you may recall, if you were investing, that there were none, zero, two 20% corrections, but there were two 19% drawdowns. And we lost 19% in 2011. And 2011, by the way, we closed up 2% at the end of the year. But so does that really extra 1% matter? Yeah, I don't think so. You know, buy and hold, again, feels really great during a long bull market. It only works as a strategy if you continue to buy and hold when stocks fall. And sure, it's always easier to do when stocks rise. But your favorite tea leaf reader, pundit, whatever, isn't going to be able to help you make it through the next one. Perspective and context can help. There's nothing that can prepare an investor for the gut punch you feel when you're seeing a chunk of your portfolio fall in value. Yeah, I think Mike Tyson said that. You know, reality is happens until you get punched in the face. History's a broad outline of what can happen in the markets, not what will happen. Every cycle is somewhat different.
Listen to Money Management with Mike Mayo each week on KXLY 920 in Spokane or find him at opus111group.com. Securities offered through KMS Financial Services.